Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at higher education. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Chancellor Dan Klage about how our university fits into Nevada's economy.
And coming upon the Power Funder panel today, Mindy Elliott, Greg Crawford, and Larry Mathias. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
$60 to fill up. It's dragging everyone down. Everyone except oil companies and Washington politicians like Dean Heller. Big Oil has given Heller more than $260,000 in campaign cash. And Heller voted not once, not twice, but nine times to protect billions in tax breaks for them. All while voting to end tax cuts for Nevada families. Dean Heller, Big Oil pays less, you pay more. Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Dan Klage. He's the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be here.
Okay, so you got new funding formulas. Who's happy, who's mad?
Rural Nevada is not happy with me.
What are they going to lose?
I don't actually. The answer is I don't think anybody's particularly happy with this. But the most significant impacts are on rural Nevada and the rural community colleges, where per student funding has been higher than any of the other colleges in the state. And one of the things we tried to do was create an equitable formula. And when you level things out within existing resources, those colleges lost and we'll have to try and mitigate those because they can't be implemented in one session.
How important is technology, though? I know we have a system where you can broadcast to every university, every community college in the state of Nevada. How important is the technology for rural Nevada, and is that something we can maybe do better at than we are today?
Great question, and the answer is yes. I actually have hired a consultant to come in that's working with us right now, going around the state, seeing what our resources are for delivering, whether you call it technology, e-learning, distance education, online. But we have to get better at that, and I think that will be one of the things that will allow us to continue to serve rural Nevada in a very significant way.
Now, one of the things I want to go back to that is, are you going to see an increase in student tuition because of these cuts? Well, the reformulation, I should say.
I don't think so. I don't anticipate that. The interim committee recommended a backfilling of these cuts for the northern colleges for the current or the upcoming biennium. The regents took a similar approach. So I don't see this as a tuition issue.
So where are the losses going to come?
Well, hopefully the losses won't come. I mean, we've asked the governor for new money to backfill for these for a four-year phase-in period. The interim legislative committee recommended that as well. But if there is not new money to backfill, those losses will be felt at the three northern community colleges and UNR to some extent.
Okay, so can you be specific about what they will feel?
I can't, really. I mean, I can tell you...
Is it up to the individual colleges to decide?
It would be, but it would be... To be honest with you, we have to have new money. And if there's not new money, we're going to have to look at how quickly this can be phased in. Because on the heels of 30% budget cuts, which everybody in the state has had over the last 4.5 years, the reductions to these small colleges are in the neighborhood of 30% again. Just not sustainable and maintain the colleges in rural Nevada, and we're not giving up our rural education mission.
Okay, but now you're looking at Medicaid coming into this next budget cycle. You know, that's going to be quite a competition.
It is, and quite frankly, I think they're going to get first call on the dollars. I understand that, but I think higher education has come into the focus as a critical element of economic diversification. And I think over the last 2 years, led by the Board of Regents, we have done a really good job of implementing best practices for efficiency and accountability that I think position us well for the legislative session.
But let's talk about that for a second, because in the past few years, the University of Nevada higher education system was focused on creating people to fill jobs that we needed people in, teachers and nurses and dentists. And today we're now looking at the university helping us create jobs, because when you get out of college, you're not necessarily guaranteed to get a job, you know, that requires a degree or in your field. So where are we doing well as a system in going out there and helping our economy diversify?
I'll tell you what, I think that for the first time, and I think this came out of the last session of the legislature and out of this formula funding committee, so all these tie together, we have a premium in our formula on alignment of the system's goals with the state goals. So we look at the governor's economic development plan and the seven sectors that are identified there, and there will be a premium on institutions graduating graduates in those fields. And that'll differ from institution to institution, but for example, at Western Nevada College, they're going to be working on the manufacturing base that's in that valley. In Great Basin, they're going to focus on the mining industry. But I think that alignment with state goals is something that we're seeing for the first time that I think is very important.
And it's a difference between what was normally thought of as university education, which was more broad-based, you know, arts as well as specifics for a career. We seem to be narrowing the focus.
I actually would say we're expanding the focus, because I don't think we're giving up that broad-based liberal arts education, and I think that we have to be very clear that critical thinking ability stays, because young people are going to be changing their careers, and we want to ensure that they have critical thinking skills. But in addition to that, I think we realize that we have a job to feed into the state's economy as the state defines it. So I would actually say we're expanding it, Sam.
What is the state defining?
I'm going to ask you, let's take a break here.
Sure.
We'll come right back more with Chancellor Clates when we get back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Kitty Jung is well known for standing up to the good old boys. Unafraid to take on the powers that be, Kitty is a zealous advocate for all the rest of us. Working hard on our community, she served the Washoe County Commission the last 5 years. Now we need someone on our side at City Hall, and we can count on Kitty Jung. Her opponent, just a mouthpiece for the status quo. Kitty Jung, standing up for us. The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Klaich. He is the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education. And I cut off Paul, so Paul.
Hey, no worries. All right, I'm gonna start this a little differently. Clark Kerr, who was the president of the University of California back in the 60s, really innovative in creating that research tier and then a tier to have people who, you know, may not be at that higher level, but a place for them to go and get degrees. He said, you know, a university system, to the students, it's sex. For the alumni, it's sports. For faculty, it's parking. What is it for the University of Nevada? Or, I'm sorry, what is it for the state of Nevada and our economy?
Well, I think for the state of Nevada, it's produced more graduates. And I am not one of these people that says every young person needs to have a four-year baccalaureate degree. But I think that every young person needs to have some post-secondary training. So I think it's graduates. We know that in a critical demographic of 25 to 65, we have one of the least educated populations in the nation. So we need more people with certificates, with associate degrees, with baccalaureate degrees, masters and doctorates. We need them to have degrees in automotive mechanics and welding, as well as PhDs in philosophy. It's a more educated workforce for Nevada. I think that's the critical
now
thing.
Now, we've seen nationwide this, we hear about it, a college bubble. You know, since 1995, the cost of college has doubled. Are we seeing that in the state of Nevada?
We have, the Board of Regents has traditionally had a low tuition and fee policy here. And over this last 5 years during the budget cuts, we have significantly increased. If you look at just the cost with respect to our peer institutions, we're still below Western competitors. The tricky thing is, though, we have very low financial aid in this state, need-based financial aid, and with a heavy, low-income, first-generation population, we've got to be careful that we don't close that demographic out. That's a huge population that we need to educate in Nevada and ensure that they get through our system, or they will continue to be a drag on our economy for decades.
Let's talk about counting the pennies. I mean, obviously, in the last 4 years, the university system has gone through incredible crises, and I'm sure you've looked at every penny. What did you think when President Johnson of UNR hired Heidi Gansert? And I don't mean this to be any kind of attack on Heidi Gansert, but as a special assistant making $180,000 a year in a newly created position at UNR as a special assistant for external affairs, she was chief of staff for the governor at $125,000 a year. To a lot of ordinary folk in Nevada, $180,000 is a lot of money, and that's a huge boost. How do you look at that?
It is a lot of money. I think it's a lot of money to all of us, regardless of who we are. But to specifically answer your question, I thought it was a brilliant strategic move. And I think it goes right to the heart of the questions that you're asking me this morning. And in higher education today, our institutions have to be an integral part of the community. And so I think, yes, she was Governor Sandoval's chief of staff, but she also comes from a longtime Nevada family engaged in private business here in this state. And I think as President Johnson tries to develop closer and closer ties to that business community to serve the community, I think Heidi will be indispensable to that.
Okay, but when you look at the amount of money paid to people, can we have more of a business-like formula? Whereas, you know, if somebody's job is to bring in, and I presume by this your answer, you're saying that she is going to bring in funding from one way or another from the private sector and build things, that you start out with a lower salary that makes sense, and then some kind of bonus situation, a commission situation, if you will, that somebody could earn unlimited money if they're bringing in unlimited money.
Well, first of all, I didn't negotiate that salary.
I'm speaking philosophically.
And I understand you're speaking philosophically, but I think I'm going to stay specific on this because you have here, I think, a unique individual. And I think Heidi had plenty of opportunities after leaving the governor's office. And I think to lose her would have been a loss for the university and a loss ultimately for the state. So I support the president's decision.
And so there was only one person in the United States that could have filled this role?
Oh, I'm sure there are more, but I believe that when opportunities come by to hire excellent people, you're wise to take advantage of them.
Let's branch out a little more instead of talking about one specific
30 seconds.
Position. We talk about graduating those kids being the most important thing. What is the ratio between administrators and faculty in our higher education system?
Paul, I've got to tell you, I don't have those figures right at the top of my head, but what I will tell you is this. We are now looking at every business process in the state, and as a result of those, we'll report to the board early next year, and where there are redundancies, we'll eliminate them. Where there's overlap, we'll close positions. And we'll try and get money to the classroom, and I'll stop.
And that's where we got to leave it. You're always welcome back, sir, anytime. Thank you
always
so much
great
for
to
being
be here.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
$60 to fill up. It's dragging everyone down. Everyone except oil companies and Washington politicians like Dean Heller. Big Oil has given Heller more than $260,000 in campaign cash. And Heller voted not once, not twice, but 9 times to protect billions in tax breaks for them. All while voting to end tax cuts for Nevada families. Dean Heller, Big Oil pays less, you pay more. Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
It's Mr. Martin. He's really frustrated.
Bill, it's Jonathan. I know what you're going through. Classic Social Security disability. Deny, deny. It can feel like it's taking forever. But remember, there's no giving up.
Social Security disability. Getting your benefits takes forever. Most people simply give up. We win cases because we don't give up. David Allen and Associates. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Kerry Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Never paint your home again when you let DeBell Home Improvement in Reno Forever Coat your home with three coats of cover that's 12 times thicker than paint. Forever Coat saves energy on cooling and heating your home. It reflects heat and keeps out moisture. Forever Coat protects, eliminating wood rot and stucco damage. Forever Coat goes on stucco, masonry, and wood, looks better than paint. Call now, 826-6444. First 10 callers receive a $1,250 discount. Call now.
We can't do it without you. Join the March for Babies and help us give every baby a healthy start.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Greg Crawford is here, co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. Mindy Elliott is senior partner with Forte LLP. And Larry Mathias is executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. So, Mindy, let's start with you. Over the weekend, you had a fundraiser at your house for Mitt Romney. Senator Ayotte was here from New Hampshire.
Yes.
What was the energy level like at the fundraiser?
Very high. It was very high. It was a privilege to have her come. I mean, what an opportunity to have Romney supporters in your home and to talk about the vision and this and the strategy and how we're going to get it done in Nevada. It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
Did anybody talk about the Democratic advantage in the state in terms of registration?
Of course we did. We talked about it, but we also talked about our energy levels very high. And we talked about Washoe. We were really focused on Washoe County and turning out the vote in Washoe and how important it is. And that's what we were doing. We were getting everybody energized, get the base energized. People were hitting the phones after that. And we were ready to rock and roll.
You know, Greg, what's amazing to me, and the story came out just this morning, that $1 billion, in addition to the billion that each of the campaigns will raise, the third-party money will be $1 billion. That makes this election cycle a $3 billion industry. Does that not stun you?
It's amazing, and I think that makes it the most expensive in history.
Sure.
Yeah,
you got to be loving that, Sammy.
I'm not complaining.
I was gonna say.
Baby needs new shoes. Come on.
Just to touch on the energy level of the campaigns, I'm registered independent, so I get bombarded by both sides. Last year at this point, I think I had 8 or 9 people knock on the door for Obama's campaign. So far this year, it's been one. And I'm not sure how much you can read into that, but there's definitely an enthusiasm change that I've noticed just from my perspective as being a registered independent.
Larry, do you think that especially the 4 or 5 main people that are contributing money are getting their money's worth out of this election?
The question is whether they think they are. I think there's an expectation of access or even just recognition that comes with this. The amount of money that's being spent is a little jaw-dropping, I suppose, and it's a consultant's full employment act more than anything else. It's certainly been good for the media, which was otherwise going to have a rough time in the economy. But the whether or not spending all of that money and all of the silly stuff that goes along with it actually changes what was already the direction that things were going in this election cycle is going to be an interesting for the political scientists to study afterwards.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. I mean, everybody at the beginning of this said it's going to come down to Florida, Virginia, and definitely Ohio, and here we are today. You know, Ohio is, once again, yesterday, Cincinnati Inquirer had a poll where Ohio was tied. So is Ohio going to be the deciding factor again?
No, because nobody is going to have won when the East Coast numbers are in, or when the Midwest numbers are in, or when the Mountain States numbers are in. So the truth is, it's going to look like Nevada is the deciding state, or whichever is the last state that's up for grabs gets counted, because I think it's going to be that close. And so Ohio may be the most important of the purple states, but in fact, because it gets counted early, unless of course they go crazy, the sun will decide.
Well, don't you think, Mindy, like if Iowa and Ohio or Wisconsin, I mean, if those turn red, it's over, right?
There's such a dynamic going on right now. We don't know Some of the states that we had in the blue column are now turning red, and Florida, the Suffolk University, they have Florida definitely red now. And so the dynamic trying to play with the numbers and what's going to happen, it's frankly, it's going to be a very energizing night.
If it goes that great Democratic body, the House of Representatives, in January.
What I wanted to talk about was, you know, there was an article on Saturday in the New York Times that talked about how the campaigns themselves are very concerned about the amount of third-party money, and members of Congress now looking to say, maybe there's something we should do about this. Do you think you can put the genie back in the bottle?
I'm not sure we can, and if you look at what's happened the last 4 years nationally, there's no real question about the fact that the level of influence of the government in society has grown. Now, you can say that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's just a natural response of the entities and the people affected by that to try to influence the next round of elections.
Mindy?
Well, do you think the media is going to actually come out and propose that? I mean, my gosh, they're the benefactor of all this money. So I agree. I think it'd be great to put the genie back in the bottle, and I hope we can, but realistically.
But how can we when you Congress passed a law.
So hard.
And the Supreme Court said, sorry, can't do that. That is part of free speech.
Free speech.
The good news for those who like to spend their money on elections is that on November 7th, there'll be 20 or 30 candidates heading towards New Hampshire to start the 2016 presidential election. And I'm sure they would like some contributions.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We had a good group of people, good group of employees out there.
This was a booming place, and Mitt Romney and Bain Capital turned it into a junkyard.
I was suddenly 60 years old. I had no health care.
Mainly I was thinking about is my family. How am I going to take care of my family?
He promised us the same things he's promised in the United States. He'll give you the same thing he gave us. Nothing.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The stuff some folks are saying about President Obama sounds kind of familiar. The same people said my ideas would destroy jobs, and they call me every name in the book. Well, we created 22 million new jobs and turned deficits into surpluses. President Obama's got it right. We should invest in the middle class, education, and innovation, and pay down our debt with spending restraint and asking the wealthy to pay a little more. Sound familiar?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Mom, can you help me with my math?
Is your child already scoring bad grades this school year? Shouldn't you call Sylvan and Reno now for help in getting better grades fast?
Mom.
It's your child and their future.
Mom, can you help me with my math?
I sure can.
Call Sylvan Learning Center in Reno at 829-2700. That's 829-2700. And ask about the guarantee.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to have our final Reno City Council debate for Ward 3.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.